from the Where Are We Going Next department. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. I'm so excited today because typically Red Belly Radio reports the news that has already happened, but today we are breaking the news. In fact, that's why this episode is being released on Thursday and not the usual Wednesday. My guest today is Steve Cisneros, who is a manager in properties. Steve, welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You know, we need another couple guys named Steve so we could do the scene from Spies Like Us.
More confusing for all of us.
Steve. Now, Steve, you've been busy lately working on the newest city to be added to our route system. In fact, I guess we could give the hint that it's really not a new city, but a new airport for us.
That's correct. It just builds upon the great service we have in the New England area. And that new city is Boston and Boston Logan International.
Of course, Boston famous for, well, a lot of things. They got a lot of great sports traditions there.
They have great sports traditions. Got to love the Red Sox and the Patriots and the Celtics. And especially the tradition of great chowder, great American history, of course. So everything that's great in America started in Boston.
Now, we're not a newcomer to the Boston area. We already service, two airports up there?
We service Providence to the south and Manchester to the north. We've been in Providence since 96 and Manchester since 1998.
Well, why Boston Logan now?
Well, I think between Providence and Manchester, we've had been able to circle the Boston area for all these years and had a great presence throughout greater New England, actually. And we have serviced the greater Boston metropolitan area. By going into Boston Logan, we actually serve the city of Boston. And for those that are familiar with the area, the 128 loop, which is the beltway around Boston, Boston Logan would be perfect for those customers pretty much within the greater metropolitan area.
Well, it's like a lot of other really big cities where people live all around the big city, more than one airport.
You know, it makes total sense, and the great comparisons would be the Southern California area, where in Los Angeles we serve four airports, and the Bay Area, where we serve three. So this kind of follows the model of large metropolitan areas where we will cover the entire area from three airports instead of just two.
Well, when does service start?
We expect service sometime in the second half of the year, although that date has not yet been chosen yet, and cities and number of flights yet to be chosen as well. However, we expect to serve Boston Logan from two gates.
So at least late summer or fall. It's not only historic America. You know, according to Wikipedia, there are 28 TV shows that have been based there.
I had no idea.
Well, the obvious one, Cheers.
Cheers, of course.
Now, for our younger listeners, The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Is that a Disney Channel?
I don't know. I threw that in. Ally McBeal. A lot of people watched that one a long time. Yeah. You got your Boston Common, Boston Legal. But that would have given it away if we'd have said those.
Exactly.
Saint Elsewhere, I used to watch that. Why is it called Beantown?
I don't know. Do you know the answer?
Well, I looked it up. So the answer that I looked up, Boston's trade routes meant that there was a lot of molasses being stored in the Boston area. Molasses was a primary sweetener back in colonial times. Beans were cheap, plentiful, and easy to store. The combo was natural.
That's fascinating. Well, and specifically for me, this is kind of fun because my old marketing days, I've had the pleasure of being part of the Providence and Manchester openings back in the late 90s. So servicing another New England airport, it just gives us another excuse to go get some great chowder.
Good chowder. Let's see. Oh, we were talking about sports earlier. Do you know when the Boston Marathon started?
Let me say 1890s.
You are very close. You're clearly a marathon fan, or you saw my notes here. 1897. It had only 15 runners.
I didn't realize it was way over 100 years. That's great.
That is a great tradition. It was won by John McDermott. Give a little shout-out to him. In the time of 2 hours, 55 minutes, 10 seconds.
I'm not surprised an Irishman won the first one in Boston.
Let's see. So I guess in tradition of, in Cheers, one of my favorite parts of Cheers was always the greeting and the answer. So let's do a couple of these.
Sounds good.
What'll you have, Norm?
Well, I'm in a gambling mood, Sammy. I'll have a glass of whatever comes out of that tap.
Oh, looks like beer, Norm.
Call me Mr. Lucky.
How's a beer sound, Norm?
I don't know. I usually finish them before they get a word in.
Can I pour you a beer, Mr. Peterson?
A little early, isn't it?
For a beer?
No, for a stupid question.
That does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. Samuel Adams has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.
Like that, I worked in Samuel Adams.
Yeah, good. Great
beer. You know,
the beer.
He did more than beer. He was also the Boston Tea Party guy.
That's right, he was, wasn't he?